ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Peter here, Onomatopoeia Lesson 18. Cast your gaze upon this Japanese lesson.
Naomi です。こんにちは。Hi everyone, this is Naomi. ようこそ、擬音語、擬態語のレッスンへ。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're exploring the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia. 擬音語 and 擬態語。
擬音語 are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds.Just like our English onomatopoeia. For example, achoo.
Hakushon.
Or knock knock.
Ton ton.
Now, gitaigo, on the other hand, describe a situation, feeling, or state using sound, such as
dondon, as in dondon tabete.
Eat up. This was covered in the previous lesson, lesson 17. We hope you'll join us on this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's go on with the lesson.Now, in this lesson, you'll learn some onomatopoeia that explain the action
見る
to see, to look.
Such as ジロ、ジロジロ、チラチラ and キョロキョロ.
It's hard to translate them without context. So, Naomi-sensei,、
はい、
can we hear them in context?
Sure. 彼女のお父さんに初めて会った。彼は僕をジロッと見た後、部屋から出て行った。
I met my girlfriend's father for the first time. After quickly glaring at me, he left the room.
怖いですね。Bit scary.
Ah, Naomi-sensei, そういう経験はないですね。Like, you've never experienced that.
I hope not. ないですね。
Well, of course not. Like, well, for guys, it's something that we experience quite a few times in our lives.
Right. 経験がありますか?
懐かしいですね。So, I've been there.
じろっと見られました。
The passive for this sentence is actually a very nice fit. Was glared at. Naomi-sensei, let's cover the onomatopoeia used in these sentences. First we have?
じろ as in, じろっと見る。
To glare at. To give someone a sharp glance. Actually, と is a quotation particle. So the onomatopoeia is?
じろ。
じろ indicates the action of looking sternly for a moment or giving an accusing look.
Accusing look.
It's usually associated with anger or uncomfortable feelings.
そうですね。Right. So in this simple sentence, you can tell that the father doesn't have the good feeling about his daughter's boyfriend.
And じろ is used with the verb 見る to look or にらむ to glare.
Right. So じろっと見る or じろっとにらむ。Or you can use them in a passive voice. じろっとにらまれる or じろっと見られる。Some people use じろり instead of じろ or you might hear ぎろり or ぎろ。
Now they also indicate a sharp glance, correct?
そうですね。Right. However, ぎろり or ぎろ sounds more scary to me.
Okay, on to the next onomatopoeia.
彼氏のお母さんは苦手だ。いつも私をジロジロと見る。
I don't really like my boyfriend's mother. She's always blatantly looking me up and down. See, you laughed. You can relate more to this, right?
そうですね。
Now, it's quite interesting. The previous sentence was written from a guy's point of view, and this sentence was written from a girl's point of view.
And the onomatopoeia used in this sentence is ジロジロ, as in ジロジロ見る。
ジロジロ refers to the action of blatantly and repeatedly looking something up and down, usually in an offensive way.
そうですね。So in this case, the mother always looks the speaker up and down and makes her really uncomfortable.
Kind of like with judging eyes.
そう、そうです。
Not saying it, but looking with her eyes and saying, oh, so you wear those shoes with that skirt, with that top and that hairstyle? I see.
そうそうそう、そうです。Exactly.
Okay, the next onomatopoeia is?
チラチラ。Here's the sample sentence. ねえ、あの人、チラチラと何度もこっち見ている。知り合い?
Hey, that person keeps glancing this way at us. Do you know him?
チラチラ見る。
means to glance at, to take a glance. Basically, chira-chira refers to something being invisible from time to time. When this onomatopoeia is used with the verb miru, to look, it means to glance at something repeatedly or to steal a glance at something.
So desu ne, steal a glance っていう感じかな。
So that invisible is kind of like to do it, to look without being seen.
そうです。
And that's where the invisible comes in.
If someone glances at something just once, that would be chira.
Okay, and lastly we have
キョロキョロ。For example, 女の子はキョロキョロと周りを見て100円玉を拾った。
The girl looked around nervously before picking up the 100 yen coin.
かわいいですね。キョロキョロ見る means to look around.
キョロキョロ describes the action of looking around curiously or nervously. This onomatopoeia is usually followed by the verb 見る to look or する to do.
When people go sightseeing, they usually go キョロキョロ。
So maybe キョロキョロするor キョロキョロ見る is like looking around curiously or restlessly.
そうですね。There's a character called キョロちゃん。Have you heard of it?
No, what's that?
キョロちゃん is a bird character that is the mascot of the brand of 森永 chocolate, known as チョコボール。知らない? I think he had his own anime series.
知りません。I don't know about it.
And you're not really interested in?
あんまり。Not really. But anyway, he's named after the onomatopoeia, キョロキョロ。
そうです、そうです。That's the point. According to their homepage, the character was named キョロちゃん because it always moves its eyes around curiously.
ありがとうございます。Thank you for researching that, Naomi-sensei.
You are very welcome.
Okay. Other than those onomatopoeia, I've also heard ji, like, ji to miru.
Oh.
To stare. Is that related to jiro jiro?
I'm not sure if it's related, but ji to or ji to means to stare something for a long time, or maybe to gaze.
Can we have a sample sentence?
赤ちゃんはじっとピーターの顔を見て、その後泣き出した。
The baby stared at Peter's face for a long time and then burst into tears.
そうですね。When you say じろじろ見る、your eyes moves up and down. Whereas じっと見る、your eyes don't move. You're just staring at one direction, probably without blinking.
And じろ is to glare.
Right. じろ is to glare, but just once, for a short period. Whereas Jiro-jiro is a consecutive action.
I got it. Jiro-jiro is a repetitive onomatopoeia, so it means to glare multiple times.
そうです。We also introduced chira-chira miru is to glance. But if you say chira, it means you take just one glance.
Let's compare them with a sample sentence.
鈴木さんは時計を何回もチラチラと見ている。
Mr. Suzuki has been checking the clock multiple times. I think maybe he wants to go home.
そうですね。まだかな?
So you can kind of picture an elementary school, you know, about 10 or 20 minutes before the school day ends and keep looking at the clock while they're doing their assignment.
そうですね。The another sample sentence is, 鈴木さんは時計をちらっと見て、帰りましょうか?と言った。
Mr. Suzuki glanced at the clock and said, shall we go home? He looked at the clock or the watch, not multiple times, but just once.
そうです。ちら、一回だけです。
Let's recap the usage of the words we covered in this lesson, and we're going to do that with sample sentences.
The first phrase is, じろっと見る。
To glare at.
先生は、一回だけ私の顔をじろっと見た。
The teacher gave me one quick glare. What's the second phrase?
じろじろと見る。
To stare, to look up and down.
先生は、私を上から下までじろじろと見た。
The teacher looked me up and down. The third phrase is?
チラチラと見る。
To glance at.
Ken は綺麗な女の子をチラチラと見ている。
Ken has been glancing at a beautiful girl. You know, when I hear this one, like the chira chira, you know, like you're at a party and you're talking to someone, but that person keeps every 10 or 15 seconds taking his eyes and looking somewhere else in the room real quick, but then he brings them back. That's the chira-chira, repetitively.
Chira-chira.
You know he's got his mind somewhere else. Okay, lastly.
キョロキョロと見る or キョロキョロとする
To look around curiously.
Ken は東京が初めてなのでキョロキョロしている。
Since it's Ken's first time in Tokyo, he's looking around curiously. So, Naomi-sensei, have you experienced any of this lesson's onomatopoeia recently? Like, jiro jiro or chira chira?
Not sure, but I think you look things キョロキョロ。
Me?
うん。ピーターはいつも結構キョロキョロしています。That's my image of you.
なんか、What was that guy? キョロちゃん? Okay. Coco ball bird.
そうそうそう。
For me, actually, the チラッと見る is pretty much every day in the train. There's always something weird going on. So I'll take a quick glance. Because usually it involves, if they catch you staring at them, it could be a big problem.
Right. So you can't じろじろ見る。
So that's why, チラッと見る。
Just once.
Just once.
なるほど。I see.
Okay, that's all for today. Remember, learning onomatopoeia is essential for greater fluency and for taking your Japanese to the next level. Be sure to stop by the website and pick up the lesson notes. There you'll find a detailed write-up of the lesson. Also, with a basic or premium subscription, you can access all the audio and lesson notes from this and other series. You can get more information at JapanesePod101.com.
じゃあまた。